God is moving on the streets.
If we can touch that one gang member with that one word, we can reach entire gangs. We can reach entire cities.
We, the people of God, are going to bring the light into the darkness.
They're like sheep without a shepherd.
They don't know him yet.
A lot of times they feel trapped.
Anyone that's growing in light is going to have an increasing heart for those who are in darkness.
Go in his power and in his love and demonstrate who he is.
I think people made a believer out of me.
We send them out two by two.
To a wounded and dying world. Not to condemn, but to love.
Know his love, man. He really loves you.
The dead raised, the sick healed, devil cast out in great measure, the poor looked after, and it should be normal Christianity.
God's heart burns for the lost, and he wants us to take the prophetic to the streets.
Welcome to Extreme Prophetic. My name is Patricia King. I'm glad you've joined us for today's program. It's on supernatural provision. We have a guest, Charlie Robinson, with us, who is going to share a revelation he has about the heavenly treasury. You'll want to stay tuned to find out all about it. God gave you a vision. He took you up into heaven, showed you the treasury room, did a little bit of teaching with you about gold and silver and the glory. Then he gives you a specific word, tells you to believe for it. You sow into heaven.
Yeah.
And within 2 weeks, you reap real, tangible gold and silver. And not even, we're not talking about a check or paper dollars. We're talking about
coins.
Real gold and silver coins. Welcome to Insights. I'm excited about our program today. We have Charlie Robinson, a good friend of Ron's and mine, and also a seer prophet, works with Fresh Fire. You're out there on the road, blazing trails for Jesus, and we're so happy for everything that you do in the Lord. But Charlie, you have had a revelation from the Lord regarding a heavenly treasury. Now, we know that heaven is a very real place. Jesus taught us to pray in this way: let your kingdom come, let your will be done in the earth as it is in heaven. So as believers, we have access into heavenlies. It says in Hebrews chapter 10 that through the blood of Jesus, we have access into the heavenlies.
Yes.
And so we have that right now. We've been blessed with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places in Christ. And so we can access those and bring them into the earthly realm. So why don't you share with us the revelation that you've received on the heavenly treasury?
Patricia, I did not know that there was a treasury in heaven. I knew that Jesus said, lay up your treasures in heaven, but I didn't know there was a treasury in heaven until actually God took me in there 2.5 years ago.
This was in a vision, was it?
I was in Pasadena, California. Actually, I was returning to my seat, and as I walked in, I saw before me this very large room with these huge gold shields hanging there and all this gold from on one side and the other and in the back. And I said, Lord, where am I? And he said, you're in the treasury in heaven. And many scriptures begin to come to my mind about treasuries and the treasure that we lay up into heaven. In fact, in the Old Testament, it says in 2 Chronicles 5, verse 1, so all the work that Solomon had done for the house of the Lord was finished, and Solomon brought in the things which his father David had dedicated, the silver and the gold and all the furnishings, and he put them in the treasuries of the house of God. There is a treasury, and there was a treasury in the temple in the Old Testament.
That's following the
pattern of heaven. And when I went in the treasury, I saw gold coins. In fact, God literally put one of those gold coins in my belly. You know, the Bible says the kingdom of God is within you, and out of your belly, rivers of living water flow.
So in this vision, when you were in heaven, this was in a visionary experience, you had God put a coin on the inside of you.
A large gold coin in my belly. And later on, in fact, Yom Kippur last year, on the 24th of September, I had a visitation. Actually, while Mahesh Shabda was speaking, and I was sitting beside Todd Bentley, and in that experience, God came to me and said, Charlie, I want you to believe me for not only the spiritual experience you had, but a manifestation in the natural of the silver and gold coins. And he told me that as I'd sown in the spirit, and as I'd seen in the spirit, the treasury, that God not only wanted the deposit in heaven, the giving in heaven, he wanted the release here. And the Bible says you reap what you sow. And so he said, I want you to believe me that silver and gold coins would come to you. And I said, real silver and gold coins? He said, yeah.
And this is in the natural now.
In the natural.
So from what you've seen in heaven, what he showed you in heaven, he says, I want to manifest that
yes,
in the earth.
In the natural. And so actually that night God led me to Haggai chapter 2. It says, the silver and gold is mine, saith the Lord, and the glory of the latter house will be greater than the former.
It's interesting that in that scripture it's so evident that there's a correlation between the glory and the gold and the silver.
Yes.
It's right
yes.
there.
In fact, here in Chronicles 5, 2 Chronicles 5, verse 1, it says that before the Ark of the Temple, before the Ark of the Covenant came into the temple, the silver and gold came first.
Right,
so there was a giving
right.
of the silver and gold into the treasuries, then the glory came
and
into the
temple.
And same
with Moses, before he built the tabernacle in the wilderness, God says, take up a contribution from amongst the people.
Yes.
Because they had plundered the Egyptians of the gold and the silver.
That's right.
And then he called it first before the temple came and then the glory
yes
filled it.
Yes. So 2 weeks to the day when God spoke that to me, I was in Alhambra, California at a conference, and Steve Trollinger, who was running the conference, took only one offering on a Friday night, and he had this at the end of the evening. He had this paper bag and he said, Charlie, his face was white, he said, we got to go to your hotel room right now, I got to show you something. And 2 weeks to the day later, he opened that bag and there were 24 gold coins and 40 precious mint condition 1881 Morgan silver dollars.
Wow.
And the manifestation that God showed me. But you see, the reason he did that to me was to show us, the body of Christ, that the treasury in heaven is real. And if we'll believe God, as we sow on this earth, as we sow into ministries, as we sow into the kingdom of God, as we release our finances, that we can expect God to, in this world, on the earth, to release back not only silver and gold, I mean, that was unusual, but also we can believe God for the harvest of souls
that's
to come
it.
From heaven.
And that's God's greatest treasure.
Yes.
Yeah, that's
yes.
that's what's on his heart.
Yes.
Okay, so God gave you a vision. He took you up into heaven, showed you the treasury room, did a little bit of teaching with you about gold
yes.
and silver and the glory. Then he gives you a specific word, tells you to believe for it. You
yes.
sow into heaven.
Yeah.
And within 2 weeks, you reap real, tangible gold and
yes.
silver. And not even, we're not talking about a check or
no,
paper dollars. We're
gold
talking about
coins.
Real
yes.
gold and silver coins.
Yes.
Then what happened?
Well, then the blessing of the Lord. And actually, I took that and God said, okay, this belongs to me. I want you to give this. And what we did was we actually sowed this in Israel. That's what God had commanded us to do there. He commanded us to sow it in Israel. So you know what? We took the whole thing and we turned it into cash and we gave it in the natural into Israel. And so
that's
where it all went.
That's awesome. And you know, that's a test too, is sometimes God will bless us with a heavenly blessing in the earthly realm, and he's watching to see what we'll do with it.
Yes.
And the Holy Spirit will lead us as to how to follow him in that. And in that case, you were led to sow that into
yes.
into Israel.
At that
and
time.
And so that obedience is awesome. Now, I want to share with you some things that our ministry has been involved in. We are sowing into souls. Our whole ministry is about that. And we have this breaker team that's involved with our ministry, that their offerings become supernatural and enable us to do just amazing things. And so one of the things that we like to do for our breaker team, in honor of them, because we love them, because we want to see how they partner with us and us partner with them, is that we have certain draws throughout the years where we give them gifts and also send them on trips. So
wow.
We're going to hear of a testimony of a woman who went with us on a ministry trip to Scotland. And so we're going to show you that clip right now.
The Lord spoke to me and he told me to become a partner. One of the areas I have been diligently exercising faith and applying the word is finances. But it was shortly after, when I made that step of faith by becoming a partner, I would say within 2 months, I began to see an increase in the financial blessing in my life.
Well, we got up at 6 o'clock this morning to pick up our partner, Susan Chapman. We're on our way to the airport in just a moment together.
What impressed me the most, or what touched my heart the most about Patricia and her team, is the fact that the team has the same heart. They have the heart of Patricia, which is to reach the world.
up all night traveling, Susan, and you finally arrived in Scotland. Are you excited about the trip?
Absolutely. It's awesome.
What are your expectations?
I know there's a divine encounter in store.
All right.
I know there's a divine encounter because it's all about revival. It's all about the kingdom and the souls. And I want to see the kingdom advanced. I know this was God. I mean, I absolutely know it was God, and God used you powerfully. And I do pray. I have prayed. I continue to pray for your ministry and all. And I'm believing to be a blessing to you.
All right. Well, let's go.
Praise God. Amen.
And away we go.
Hallelujah.
We're on our way to the very first session of the conference. And so we're going to start interceding right now. And so let's just join in prayer. Father, we just thank you so much for your presence that abides and lives and hovers over Scotland. We thank you, Lord, that you've called us here to the Blessed Conference with Catherine Brown and Heidi Baker and others on the Scottish team who have been contending for your love and your blessing to be deposited into the land. And so we ask, Father, that you would pour your spirit out upon the flesh. And even as you said to Abraham, Lord, you said, I'm going to bless you and I will make you a blessing so that the nations of the earth will be blessed. So I thank you, Lord God, that you're going to bless those that are at this conference. You're going to bless the nation of Scotland. You're going to bless its people. You're going to bless them with the revelation of the knowledge of you, that the knowledge of your glory might go throughout the whole earth and cover the earth as the waters cover the sea.
One of the things I think that's so important that I've experienced is that Patricia is the same person behind the pulpit as she is at any other time. She's the same person. And though a lot of ministry people in ministry have learned to put up a facade because of the demands upon them and so forth, Patricia is the same all the time, and she's real. And I believe that because of her genuine spirit, her genuine heart, and her humility and her transparency, she's able to reach the lost, able to reach the world, because so many in the world don't want to come into the church because of the wall, the hypocrisy. And Patricia King and her team are a refreshing breeze of truth and the genuine heart of God. And it's a wonderful expression of Father's heart because it's love. Wonderful experience.
Reach those in the streets, the marketplace, and the world around you with the life-giving gospel. The School of Extreme Prophetic offers powerful equipping and impartation so that you're fully furnished to reach the world around you. The school includes prophetic evangelism training as well as an outreach to the streets. It's a lot of fun and it's life-changing. Meet new friends and with them bring light into the darkness. Go online at extremeprophetic.com for more information. Do you desire anointed teaching, prayer, impartation, and prophetic words that speak personally to your heart? Would you like an online shopping mall that can resource your life with life-impacting teachings? All of this and more can be found on extremeprophetic.com. Visit us today online. Everything on the site is available to you on demand to facilitate your own lifestyle and schedule.
I think it was so exciting with Charlie sharing about the heavenly treasury room. And I know that for our ministry, we have really recognized the fact that there is a real provisional aspect to God where he wants to release heavenly provision into the earthly realm. And everything that we do as a ministry is by faith. And it's all for one purpose, and that's for the spreading of the gospel into the world. So even as we're doing this television program, it is so that your faith can be built up so that you can go and bring light into the darkness. And whatever you need to do that with. If you need any provision at all, if it's finance or anointing levels or materials, whatever you need, you can believe God for it, because there is a place in heaven where you can just receive the provision that's necessary. So just to build your faith, I want to share just a couple of testimonies with you where we're going to take you to see the real treasures of God, and that's souls, the real treasures that will have an eternal place in heaven. And we can secure these lives into heaven because you help partner with us, and your donations mean so much. So for those of you that have been faithful in your donations, this is the fruit of your labors. But the first person that I want you to see is, I want to introduce you to a young man named Adam, who was addicted to crystal meth from the time that he was 12 or 13 years of age. I met him when he was about 22 years of age. We met him on the streets, began to prophesy over his life, and he was a miracle of salvation and deliverance. Why don't you watch right now the story of Adam?
My name's Adam Murray. I met Patricia last night. Before she just after she prophesied over me, she told me that God would reveal himself to me. He'd show himself to me within 48 hours.
I know you believe that. I can feel the faith in there. It was put in there as a little child.
It was put there years ago, but
yeah.
I don't know, you know, like, if I could go and see it, sure. But
okay, can I ask you to take a step? And it's this: to ask Jesus that if he is God and that he wants to be your God, if he could make that real to you within the next 48 hours.
Sure.
Does that sound good?
That'd be cool.
Well, let's pray for that, because I know he's going to do it, okay?
Go hard.
Okay.
Let's go big or go home, right?
Father, I pray for Adam right now. I thank you for Adam. And I thank you, Lord God, that you've drawn him for such a time as this. And I'm praying a prayer, Lord God, that will satisfy the questions in his heart. That he wants to know if you are truly God. He wants to know if you are the good God that you say you are in the Word. And if your name is Jesus Christ. So I'm asking you to confirm this to him within the next 48 hours, that he will have it confirmed in a personal way to him that you are God, that you'd even send divine appointments to him, you'd send more people to him, you'd give him signs, you'd allow him to see your power, just in whatever way you want to confirm it to him, that you would confirm it in Jesus' name. Amen. I believe he's going to do that, Adam. You know why?
Why?
Because he's real.
That's right.
I'll believe it when I see it.
He did. He showed himself to me, and it wasn't even 24 hours.
How many hours?
Not even five.
And? What happened?
I took a pretty bad bail on my bike yesterday, and I wrecked my shoulder up, I thought, and Fateen just introduced me to Kirk here, and he prayed over my back and my shoulder, and he hadn't even taken his hand off me, and I still can't feel it.
All the other attributes in my back just loosened. It was gone. Just like that, gone. Unbelievable.
And so do you think that was a sign from God that Jesus
is Lord?
It's gotta be.
Like, what else? There's nothing else it could be.
I say it's a miracle. I know it was a miracle.
So what are you going to do about that? Are you ready to invite him into your heart?
I'd say so. I'd say a few people made a believer out of me.
I stood there with Patricia, and I accepted Jesus into my heart and into my soul.
Adam, can we pray with you to receive Jesus Christ as your Savior right now?
Please do.
Okay, let's pray. Follow us in prayer.
Lord Jesus,
I believe that you died on the cross.
That you died on the cross.
For my sin. I ask you, Lord, to come into my heart.
Come into my heart.
Right now.
Right now.
And become my personal Savior.
And become my personal Savior.
And my personal Lord.
And my personal Lord.
And write my name. In your book of life.
In your book of life.
In heaven. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
That is so awesome.
I feel great. I don't think I've ever felt this happy in my entire life.
Isn't that totally exciting? Adam not only got saved, but he got delivered from his drug addiction, and he got healed from hepatitis C right there on the street. And then we had a team go into his room right on Blood Alley in the inner city of Vancouver and disciple him in the things of God so that his faith got strong, and he started witnessing to other people as well. The next clip is a man that was in L.A. He was totally stoned. He was out in the middle of the street. He didn't know where he was, what he was doing. He was incoherent. Our team asked him if he wanted help, took him off the street. And at one point, you're going to see a mighty deliverance. You'll see when he was demanded to be sober in Jesus' name, his head flings back, then forward, and you'll see the deliverance of the Lord.
This after me, can you just say Jesus?
Jesus.
Will you help me?
Will you help?
Will you help me in my heart? Will you bring me freedom? Come back. It's okay. You want help, right? The help is here. The help is here. Do you want to be free from it? Yeah?
Yes.
Okay. I command every alcoholic spirit and every spirit of addiction to loose this man right now in Jesus' name, and I close the door in your life to addiction. I close that door right now, and I thank you for transformation. You know that you can be transformed by the power of Jesus Christ. By the power of Jesus Christ, your life is being transformed right now. Get sober right now in Jesus' name. Whoa.
Wow.
Do you feel better?
Yes.
Can you think?
I hope so.
Well, you can talk better, so that's good. Do you feel that? Do you feel that difference? That was Jesus.
Is it?
Do you want to ask him into your heart right now? Yeah. Listen. Listen to Jesus' name. I cover you in the blood of Jesus Christ. Yeah. Yeah?
Praise God.
Yeah. Yeah. Just, you want to repeat this prayer after me? Say, Jesus.
Jesus.
I need your help.
I need your help.
Will you come into my heart right now?
Will you come into my heart right now?
I give you my life, Lord.
I give you my life, Lord.
And I want to know you.
And I want to know you.
So let me know you.
So let me know you.
And let me know your freedom.
And let me know your freedom.
Because I don't want to do drugs anymore.
Because I don't want to do drugs anymore.
And I don't want to be in bondage anymore.
And I don't want to be in bondage anymore.
So let me know your freedom, Lord.
So let me know your freedom, Lord.
You're feeling freer right now, aren't you? Do you feel that freedom? Feel that freedom?
Wow.
Yeah. That's amazing, right?
Praise God.
You feel like you look like a new man.
Praise God.
Well, there you are, and that's heaven's treasures, and you've made it possible. We want to thank you for your partnership that has given us the ability to move into supernatural provision for souls. You're watching the program right now, and today you had an appointment with your accountant, and you were going over some financial issues, and you thought, oh my goodness, how are we ever going to reconcile all this? How are we going to make everything work? And you've been in anxiety ever since, and you just flicked on this program. You don't usually watch it, but you just kind of flicked onto the station, and that's because God directed you to this time to watch this program to build your faith, and the Lord Lord says to you that there is going to be a supernatural intervention of wisdom. He's going to give you wisdom on how to walk this next season through. And if you put all your trust in Him and ask Him for supernatural provision, you're going to see the whole concern that you have dissolved by the faith that you have in Him and in His supernatural ability to bring you through.
There are people that are watching this program, and I can see you've tithed for many years. Some of you have tithed and given for 20 years, and you're in debt, and you're going, God, I mean, I thought the word worked. I've tithed faithfully, and I've given. Listen, don't give up on God. We're not talking about just a principle of you giving. You need to look at what Jesus said, and that is to lay up your treasures in heaven, because there is a real treasury. There is a real heaven. And begin to focus on things that are above. And the reality of God and the blessings of God that come from Him and from the heart of God. And you know, if you'll do that, lift up your eyes, look to God as your source. He will reward you. He will repay.
You know, there's a little boy right now, and I'm excited about this word because you took all these little coins that you had and little bits of money, and you gave it to Jesus. You just have a heart to give it to Jesus. And the Lord says a prosperity anointing is coming upon your life. And because of your extravagant giving, you have touched the heart of the Father. And you know what? You're going to be a soul winner. You really are.
Become a Breaker Team member today and partner with us in God's media army and harvest teams through your monthly financial gift of $30 or more. As a partner, you are prayed for every day by skilled intercessors on our team. You receive special gifts, reduced registration fees, and exclusive privileges during many Extreme Prophetic sponsored events. As a Breaker Team financial partner, you receive the Breaker anointing that rests upon Extreme Prophetic. Partner with us today and join the Extreme Prophetic family.
So much for joining us today. It was a marvelous program, and you know, we're committed in prayer to seeing you come into supernatural provision. And so why don't you just go for it? And you know what? I have a special destiny word for each and every one of you. It's this: God loves you with an everlasting love. He really does. We have an online bookstore. It's full of all kinds of resource and teaching materials. You can go on it at extremeprophetic.com. I'd like to feature one item in particular. It's called The King's Treasury, and it's all about how to live in the realm of supernatural provision. And it's made for you because we want you to know the benefits of all the goodness of God, of everything that He has for you, which is every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places in Christ. Isn't He a great God? And He belongs to you, and you belong to Him. See you next time. Philippians 4:19, and my God will supply all your needs according to His riches in glory by Christ Jesus. Oh, wow, what a promise. You know, for years I've lived by faith, and I believe this word. And because I believe this word, I've seen the supernatural provision of God every day of my life. My husband and I, we don't have any visible means of support. We serve Jesus and His purposes, and He meets all of our needs. We never have a worry. We never have a concern because we know that He's a faithful God. And He wants to be your God of supernatural provision too. He wants to meet all of your needs according to His riches in glory by Christ Jesus. Why? Because He loves you. Because you have value. And because He's good, real good.
That's what He's doing.